questions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Nominations for the 2019 Golden Globe Awards are out. Among those for Best Comedy Film,
Crazy Rich Asians, The Favorite, Green Book, Mary Poppins Returns, and Vice.
The nominees announced on Thursday morning from the Beverly Hilton Hotel in L.A., the movie Vice, getting 6 nominations, leading all other films. A Star is Born, Green Book, and The Favorite each got 5, but no female directors were honored by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association this year. The awards will be held on January 6th and telecast on NBC, hosted by Sandra Oh and Andy Samberg. A high-ranking aide to California Democratic U.S. Senator Kamala Harris is stepping down. Larry Wallace reportedly settled a sexual harassment claim for $400,000 in 2016, the alleged incident happening while Wallace was working as director of law enforcement under Harris, who was serving as the California Attorney General at the time. People are donating cash to help nonprofits in San Diego that are trying to support that migrant caravan. A GoFundMe account's been set up by a coalition of human rights, service, and faith-based organizations. The goal to raise $150,000, and they're not far from achieving that now. And several arrests have been made at a cheesecake factory in Arlington, Virginia, when the restaurant was offering free slices of cheesecake and customer chaos broke out. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
On today's program, I'll be talking about the new sales tax rules that could affect certain small businesses, why you should think small in your B2B marketing efforts, how small businesses with an online presence can win in holiday retail. I'll have 8 side hustles you can start today to make more money, and I'll show you how to get great customer reviews in only a few minutes a day. It's Thursday, December 6, 2018, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we're going to take a look at the weather. It's currently 35 degrees at 12:05. Today, we're going to have partly cloudy skies with a high of 40 degrees and a low of 22. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 38 and a low of 20. And for Saturday, or as I call it, Getaway Saturday, I'm going to Aruba Day. It'll be partly cloudy with a high of 36 and a low of 23. And for Sunday, we're going to have mostly cloudy skies with light and variable winds, a high of 37 and a low of 27.
Taking care of business. Every way we've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business. And working overtime.
And a current check of the financial markets show the Dow is currently down 602.01 to 24,425.06. The NASDAQ is down 107.02 to 7051.41. S&P 500 down 57.37 to 2642.69. Oil is up $1.53 to $51.82 per barrel. Gold up $2.10 to $1,231.90 an ounce.
Take good care of my business.
Well, welcome to a Thursday. Welcome to a little bit after noon o'clock, and we're on our way toward a weekend. And what a great weekend it's going to be, heading out as we do every year for our annual trek to Aruba. A nice little vacation my wife and I take every year with my brother-in-laws and their spouses, and looking forward to spend some time sand and beach and pool and doing nothing for a week as I gear up for the rest of the winter and then finally busy season next year. If you're currently listening to the program, chances are you're listening online, and we'd ask at this point that you would also open up a URL browser and go to Facebook and type in Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano, search for our page, and when you find it, hit like and follow it. This way you can get updates on anything happening in business as it happens during the midweek in between the shows. Sometimes it may be something affecting the stock market. Could it be affecting tax laws or something like that? But you'll find it there first, and then I'll usually follow up with a story about it when we get back together on the program. Now, with that said, next week there will be no program on the 13th. I will still be in Aruba, so I won't be able to broadcast the show next week. And then I'll be back the following week on the 20th with kind of like an end-of-the-year wrap-up of where we've been. And let's talk about some goals that we're going to be making in 2019. And the funny thing is, a lot of people talk about making their goals when the year already starts. And at that point, similar to a story that I had talked about last week with marketing efforts, it's already too late. So what I want you to start thinking about here at the beginning of December is, what do you want to have happen in your business next year? Is it growth? Is it new product development? Is it diversification of products? Do you want to add staff? Do you want to grow by a certain percentage? Do you want to grow by a certain dollar amount? And if so, what is your plan to make that happen? I also want you to start thinking over the next 3 weeks about how are you going to promote and market your business over the course of 2019. At best, in the best case scenario, you would already have your marketing plan done for between now and March of 2019. So you have the New Year's, you have Valentine's Day, there's President's Day sales, there's Martin Luther King Day mixed in there, St. Patrick's Day is in there. So this is where now you should be looking at the calendar, and if you're going to do some seasonal marketing, make sure you get that together. And whether that's going to be done with newsletters, advertising in newspapers or radio, however you're going to promote your business, I want you to start getting that plan together now. Because what happens is when you start, you know, when it's like the week before Valentine's Day and you're starting to think, I should do something about Valentine's Day, you've already missed any chance of capitalizing on that program. So make sure that you're thinking now about what you're going to be doing in February and in March, and then come out with a well-planned program so that you can be prepared. You can always improvise, you can always add to it down the road, but make sure that it's the best that you can be coming out of the blocks. I think that's very important, instead of just throwing it together and hoping that, you know, something will happen or that it will increase sales. People can tell when it's a thrown together type campaign, and it's not always the best way for you to do your marketing. So try to put some effort into it, and then, like I said, come out with a really the best that you can do. You can always add to, delete from, tweak as you go, but make sure that it's something you're thinking about well in advance and not, you know, when the holiday is suddenly upon you. During the promo for the show, I was talking about 8 side hustles that you can start today. The reason I'm bringing this up is recently a local business closed, and the owner admitted that she had to work on weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, at a different business to help pay for the business that she ran on Main Street. And it's not uncommon that business owners feel the pinch. We've talked several times this year, and we'll do it again next year as well, about cash flow and the importance of cash flow in any business. So a side hustle is usually something that you do. It may not be a traditional job, but it's something you can do to start making money on the side. And this money can be used for anything from saving for a vacation, buying a car, paying bills, or in the case of that woman, helping to offset the cost of running her day-to-day business. So here are a story about 8 side hustles that you can start today. And again, work is no longer limited by traditional 9-to-5 jobs. It's easier than ever to earn cash on the side without sacrificing too much of your time or your sanity. I have a side hustle that I do. I'll get into that. You've probably heard me talking about it, over the course of many years. But, you know, I'll bring it up at the end about something I've been doing for 35 years that makes me a good, chunk of change. So when it comes to work, sometimes one paycheck just isn't enough. Or conversely, maybe a full-time job just isn't in the cards. And that leaves many people searching for just the right opportunity to make a little extra cash on the side. Now today, as we shift into a gig economy, the notion of work is no longer bound by traditional 9-to-5 chains, making it easier to earn cash on the side without sacrificing too much of your time or your sanity. And if done right, your side hustle can even turn into full-time business. Now, whether you're trying to fund your next entrepreneurial adventure, pay down debt, or bring in just a little extra cash, here are 8 side gigs that you can start today. The first is freelancing and consulting. Now, freelancing and consulting work may be a great way to make money off skills that you already have, and often from the comfort of your own home, particularly for writers, social media gurus, web designers, developers, human resources experts, etc. They may all find a robust collection of side gigs that can boost their current income, and also throw into the mix bookkeepers, or with enough motivation and opportunity become a primary source of income. So you can check out signs like Upwork and Toptal, T-O-P-T-A-L, Toptal, or you can network with other professionals on sites like LinkedIn to see what's out there. And keep in mind that rates vary based on industry and experience, and always read up on any current employee contract that you have so that you don't end up being in breach of it. A simple one to do. I started my kids doing this when they were 10 years old, and they made some serious money with it as 10-year-olds, pet walking and sitting. We all love our furry little friends, but, we like to go on walks with them. But what happens when we can't be there? We're either working late, maybe we have to be out of town for a couple of days. Well, pet sitting and pet walking may be just the right thing for you. Dog walkers can make anywhere from $15 to $45 a day per client, depending on the frequency and duration of the walks. And similarly, if your living situation and schedule allows, you may even be able to earn extra money watching those pets for longer periods of time. Another thing you may consider is house cleaning. And don't think that it's behind or beyond anybody. I don't care, what your position is in life. People need their houses cleaned, and if you're a person that likes to clean, this may be a job for you where you can make money doing it. So if you don't mind getting down and dirty, particularly in someone else's dirt, you may find that house cleaning to be a rewarding and reliable source of additional income. In some locations, residential house cleaners can make anywhere from $50 to $90 for 2 hours of work, though some charge more based on the work required. And also think about if you have a 9-to-5 job and you do this either at nights or on weekends, it's a great way for you to supplement your income. And teaching and tutoring. Now, if you know your way around a math question, you can spot punctuation errors a mile away. You may want to consider extending your knowledge base to online teaching and tutoring, though the real-life counterpart is also an option. Many organizations, as well as individual students and professionals, are in need of some extra one-on-one academic support. So check out sites like Tutor.com, VIP Kid, or even Udemy to see if you have the skills that are in demand. And you can also check with local schools and community centers to see if there is a need for paid services. We're going to continue this conversation about side hustles after the break. I've got 4 more that I want to share with you, and then I'll also let you know what mine is and how maybe just doing a little bit extra could bring in some extra income for you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business.
Listen, you're taking care of business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gannot, with you until 1 o'clock, and then we'll start the replay for some syndicated programming. The Dow is rebounding slightly, down by 563.02. I'll keep an eye on that during the show and let you know if there's anything else I need to know. I wouldn't go putting all your money under the mattress yet. This will settle out over time, but, you know, obviously, consult your financial advisor before doing anything drastic. Before the break, I was talking about 8 side hustles that you could be doing to make extra money. And this comes up because several business owners have told me that sometimes they struggle for cash flow. They want to be able to take their wife or husband out for dinner, and they just don't feel like they should be spending that kind of money. And they wish there was an additional source that wasn't tied to the business so that they could, you know, do that. So we went over the first 4, and they were doing some freelance or consulting work like writers, social media people, web designers, bookkeepers, even HR experts, pet walking and sitting, house cleaning, and teaching and tutoring. So we'll follow up with the rest of the list. And this next one I think is fascinating, and don't know enough about it, but at least I've seen it in action, and I know that it works. And that would be if you were to become an Uber or Lyft driver. Rideshare services are quickly becoming a popular way for citizens to get around, and that makes Uber and Lyft natural considerations when looking to make money on the side. Now, if you have a reasonably nice car, of course, that's not necessarily required, a good driving record, and you don't mind strangers in your car, then you may find driving to be a good side gig. As a quick word to the wise, how much you make will vary on and depends on a slew of factors. The city you live in, the amount of time you spend behind the wheel, and the cost of gas, tolls, and maintenance all factor in to how much you make, so be sure to consider that as you weigh your options. During the summer when I went to Alaska, we had gotten picked up by a Uber driver, and he told us a story about how he used to work with a medical device company, and he started doing Uber and Lyft. Actually, many times Uber and Lyft drivers can be one or the other, you know, so they can actually be working for both services. And he told us the story about how he'd been doing this part-time for starting 2 years ago, and eventually left his well-paying job in the medical device company and just started driving full-time for Uber and Lyft. And he said he was making more money now in something that he started out doing just part-time to see if he would even like it. And now he's making more money driving full-time for Uber and Lyft. He picked us up at Newark Airport, brought us home to Bridgewater. I think the total bill was about $78 or something like that. But he says he runs all day long and into the night sometimes. It just depends on, you know, and he says that what he feels is that his salary is solely determined by how hard he wants to work. And he was telling us about his wife, his two children, and that, you know, that was his motivator, and that's why he's in that car all day long and sometimes into the night with, you know, shuttle runs back and forth to the airport. Not a hard job. It's not something where you have to work a set number of hours. The money you make is based on the number of trips you take. So that may be another thing to consider, Uber or Lyft. Selling your wares. Now, we all have things at home that we could sell, but if you're the crafty type, or if you find solace in hunting down vintage finds and rare items, then you may find that selling stuff on Etsy or eBay can be a lucrative side gig. If you want to see how your product performs for a smaller audience, consider testing the waters on social media with friends and family members. And obviously, how much money you can make depends on what you put into it as far as time and money and how in demand your product is. So do some research before setting a price or investing in tons of inventory or materials. Another side gig you can do is by starting a blog. Now, if you have something to say, or if you have a lot to say about a specific topic and you're a relatively good writer, consider starting a blog. Now, initially, your blog may not be a huge money-making venture, but over time, as traffic and awareness increase, you can begin to monetize your blog through affiliate partnerships and guest writing spots. And finally, there's P2P lending. Now, if you're looking for a way to grow income over time and you don't mind the risk and reward nature of investment, P2P, or what means peer-to-peer lending, can be a great way to earn some passive income on the side. Operating much like a bank loan, but without the bank, P2P lending connects people with money, even if it's only a few $100, with the people who need it. The lender can pick the risk profile that they're comfortable with, and P2P sites like LendingClub will match your funds with borrowers that pass their credit checks. Investors recoup the money within 3 to 5 years, with interest accrued over that time. Now, whether you just want a little extra cash on the side or you're saving up for your next adventure, the right side gig is out there waiting for you. So evaluate your skills, check out the market, and then get hustling. And I mentioned that, you know, I have a side gig, have had it. I didn't always call it a side gig, but I do a lot of freelance announcing. And, you know, I've announced for the New Jersey Devils, the New Jersey Pride of Major League Lacrosse, the Somerset Patriots. I've done voiceovers, commercials, phone on hold messages. I announce high school football and basketball for Bridgewater Raritan. I announce a lot of the state tournament games, county football and basketball tournaments. So announcing is my gig. Went to school to be a broadcasting major. As you can tell by doing this for 7 years, I like talking into a microphone. And, you know, so announcing would be my side gig. And it's funny because as much as I enjoy it, I don't necessarily seek to get paid for it. I just enjoy doing it and calling the games, and yet there the paycheck is, either at the end of the game or mailed to me a couple of weeks later. And, you know, once I tell people what my rate is, that's it, and they pay it. And, it, you know, so it's been very good, very, you know, fun for me to do. And they say, if you enjoy what you do, it's not work. And it really is a lot of fun. So that would be my side gig. In the past, I've painted houses. I've done home improvement work. It doesn't matter to me. I always wanted to have an additional source of income. So something to think about. If you have any skills and you can monetize them, then turn that into your side hustle. And, you know, make sure that you're still focused on plan A, like I talked about a couple of weeks ago, your regular 9-to-5 job. But again, if you're looking for extra work, extra money, then consider one of those 8 methods to increase your income. All right. I'm getting a lot of questions lately about customer reviews. A couple people got some bad reviews. They want to know what to do. They want to, you know, go find the guy and beat him up. Wrong answer. They want to figure out how can they start getting good reviews. First of all, let's break it down to the ridiculous. In order to get a good customer review, you have to give good customer service. Don't argue with them. Don't fight with them. Nothing like that. Don't instigate them. You know, regardless of how they treat you, you don't want to get into a fight with a customer. They eventually will have the upper hand on things like Yelp and other sites. So in order to get great customer reviews, you got to have a couple of things. You have to have a great product. It has to be priced correctly. And you've got to give great customer service. And what I mean by that isn't just, you know, hello and thanks for coming and things like that. If a person needs you to drop it off at their house, are you willing to do that? Are you willing to go above and beyond in order to provide that excellent customer service and make yourself memorable? So if you don't have time to get more online reviews for your small business, here's three easy ways to ask customers for their feedback. Now, is asking your customers to leave online reviews of your business at the bottom of your priority list? Well, if so, you're missing an opportunity to spread the word about your business, and for free, no less. You just have to invest some time. How much time? Probably not as much as you think. In fact, you need to add no more than a few seconds to your regular interactions with customers. And here are a few tips to help you invite positive reviews in an easy yet ethical way. The first is with a comment card. Now, if you have customer comment cards printed that give customers very simple instructions on how they can give you a review online, says David Erickson, the vice president of the PR firm Kurwoski & Courage, include a link to your business profile on your preferred site, such as your Facebook page or Google My Business profile. You can hand out the card at the end of a project, in a shopping bag, or on a box top, or simply place them at the cash wrap. Another way to do it is by face-to-face. There's nothing wrong with politely asking your loyal customers for an honest review. They're not required to leave a positive review or any review at all, but a direct in-person request is often happily obliged with a positive post. And then finally, email and social media. You can also include a quick friendly review request in any automated or marketing emails you send to customers, such as an e-newsletter or after a transaction, or in social media posts. Just remember, reviews should never be fake or forced. If you provide great products and service, excellent reviews will almost certainly follow. Now, I'm not sure about you, but there's a lot of times in my business when a customer is very satisfied with what we do, and they will go on and, oh, thank you so much, you were so helpful, I can't believe you got that project done in such a small amount of time, things like that. And I love hearing that when my staff is working with a customer and they get those kind of compliments. It really makes me feel good that they're treating our customers the right way. But when somebody is praising you in front of you, that's great. You love getting that feedback. I'll kind of tease them. I said, well, don't just tell me. Tell all your friends and family. And I've added, don't forget, leave us a nice comment on Facebook or on Yelp or something like that. And very often they do. And I don't know whether they're doing it in their car or somewhere else, but because I've planted that seed, they go out and they put in that positive feedback. They go about telling their friends. And I've told the story a couple of times about a gentleman I knew who, if he received bad service anywhere, could be at the muffler shop, the tire shop, the bakery, wherever, he went out of his way to tell 20 people. He would call people and tell them, don't ever go to XYZ Tire Company. They're the worst. Don't ever go to this restaurant. They're the worst. And I'm like, how did I get on your speed dial for the negative critique platform? But there it was. He would call me on a Saturday. You're not going to believe, I went to dinner last night and this place, was horrible. I didn't really care. And I don't read Yelp reviews to see if I'm going to a restaurant. A lot of times I'll ask my friends, and if they say the food was good, we'll go. If I have a bad experience at the tire dealership or at a gas station, I'll complain to the owner or the manager. I had a situation the other night. I was working on a project for a customer, and I had to get photos developed. So I uploaded them to Costco, figured I'd pick them up on the way home, and then bring them in the next day. So when I get to the photo center, the young man is looking for my name and my package, and he couldn't find them. He goes, I know I printed them. I have your confirmation number. No problem. But there were a million boxes of Christmas cards and envelopes and things like that. So you could tell. They probably just got misplaced. So he says, let me reprint them. And he goes about reprinting them. He goes, give me like 10 minutes. So I walk around the store. I picked up a couple items. I come back. Now there's a different guy behind the counter, and I ask for the picture. He goes, yes, he told me that you were coming. I have them right here. He starts looking for them. He can't find them. And then finally, he says, let me reprint them. It'll take 5 minutes. Wait right here while I do them. And so I did. So instead of getting the 28 pictures that I needed, I did get the 28 that I needed, but somewhere around Costco in Bridgewater, there's another 56 pictures, floating around somewhere. But they took the time. They apologized profusely.
not a big deal. I'm going to be 10 minutes late getting home. No need to make a big stink about it. I'm not going to go on Yelp. Not going to go anywhere else. These guys tried their best, you know, and I'll work with you if you're working with me. Had he said come back tomorrow or had he said come back in 2 days, we'd be having a whole different conversation because this, you know, was something that we needed to complete an order for one of our customers. But it all worked out, you know, and if the owner or the manager goes out of his way, I'll give you the break. You know, if it happens twice, I may not be coming back. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away for a quick news break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how new sales tax rules could affect certain small businesses across the United States. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi on the late President George H.W. Bush. She says, while on Capitol Hill this morning, he was a man of decency and honor.
President Bush preached the values of duty, sacrifice, commitment, and patriotism.
And at this hour, at a church in Houston, Texas, another funeral service for the late Bush 41 has begun with former Secretary of State James Baker and Bush's grandson George P. Bush delivering eulogies. The late president will be laid to rest later today at the presidential library that bears his name at Texas A&M. Continued fears over U.S.-China trade relations causing big drops on Wall Street again. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down over 700 points this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gannot, with you every Thursday at this time as we get together to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small, both here in Flemington and Huntington County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Been tracking the stock market all day, and it is currently on a little bit of a rebound, now down 470 points, which is way down from the 700 points that it was down earlier this morning. And so hopefully that's going to settle in pretty soon and get back to some kind of normalcy. There are some new tax rules that are affecting certain small businesses across the U.S. And I wanted to go through this because a lot of businesses had no idea that this is even out there. But the rules are now in effect, and it's something that if you have a small business and you're doing business across state lines could affect you. The new tax rule, a sales tax rule, is being enacted in over half the states in this nation, and this guide is going to explain the basics of economic nexus laws, provides resources to help keep your company compliant, and considers how the law may benefit local businesses. So just when you thought business taxes couldn't get more complicated, an increasing number of states are implementing new sales and use tax laws for remote sellers. Under new economic nexus laws, if your company sells goods and services online or does substantial business in states with economic nexus laws on the books, you may be responsible for charging sales taxes based on your activity. So what is an economic nexus? Economic nexus imposes a sales tax collection requirement on remote businesses with significant sales but no physical presence in the state. These remote sellers are often online retailers or e-commerce companies doing business in states that have recently passed legislation taxing sales by out-of-state companies. So what triggered the new tax laws?
Though the new sales tax laws may come as a surprise to some business owners, economic nexus has been brewing for years as states have sought to capture sales tax revenue from ever-increasing commerce sales. In June of 2018, in its ruling in South Dakota versus Wayfair Incorporated, the Supreme Court of the United States overturned a longstanding precedent that only businesses with a physical presence in a state were obligated to collect and remit sales tax. Now, economic activity in a state, economic nexus, can trigger a sales tax collection obligation. Economic nexus is based entirely on sales revenue, transaction volume, or a combination of both, according to analysis of the new economic nexus laws by Avalara, a tax compliance software and services provider. This levels the playing field for local retailers. On the plus side, economic nexus may actually level the playing field for small business, as many internet-based retailers have been able to avoid charging the state and local sales taxes that local retailers in each individual state with sales tax laws are required to collect and submit up until this ruling. In its Wayfair decision, the Supreme Court reversed the sales tax precedent upheld in the 1992 decision in Quill Corp. versus North Dakota. The Quill decision required physical presence and a condition for charging state sales tax in a given state. In Wayfair, South Dakota argued that the physical presence requirement provided an unfair advantage to e-commerce businesses with significant sales but not a physical presence in the state. Prior to the Wayfair decision, internet-based sales companies were able to access state markets across the nation without meeting the same sales tax obligations with which local sellers were obligated to comply. This advantage has become more pronounced as e-commerce retailers gained market share over a state's smaller retailers. The internet's prevalence and power have changed the dynamics of the national economy. In 1992, mail order sales in the United States totaled $180 billion, wrote Justice Anthony Kennedy in the Wayfair decision. Last year, e-commerce retail sales alone were estimated at $453.5 billion. So if your company makes online sales across the country, it will benefit you to be proactive in planning how you will meet expanding sales tax obligations under new state economic nexus laws. So does your company need to collect and remit sales tax under these new economic nexus laws? By early 2019, almost 30 states are going to require remote sellers to collect and remit sales tax. So if you're currently selling in the following states: Alabama, Colorado, Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Nebraska, Nevada, New Jersey, North Carolina, North Dakota, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, Vermont, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. Again, not if you're in that state, but if you're outside that state, selling in that state, you would be required possibly to remit sales tax. So, how do you know if your business meets the economic nexus sales tax threshold? Economic nexus laws don't only affect large internet retailers when you think about Amazon. Many states' sales tax economic nexus policies have a threshold of 200 transactions or $100,000 in sales in the current or previous calendar year. That means they can apply to many small to medium-sized businesses. Staying on top of your company's sales tax obligations under expanding state economic nexus policies is a massive undertaking, given that each state has its own laws and tax remittance procedures. Online retailers and remote sales companies doing business in any of these states should research their tax obligations under the new laws. Now, how are you going to manage your sales tax? The penalties and the headaches are too great to make a mistake when it comes to calculating your sales tax obligations under the new economic nexus policies in multiple states. As is often the solution for small business or busy small business owners, it's a good idea to seek out products and services that help you delegate or automate your sales tax filing. Automated tax solution providers like Avalara provide a suite of products that can make managing your tax obligation a breeze. For example, if your company is obligated to collect and remit sales taxes in multiple states, Avalara's programs can help you determine the states in which your company is obligated to charge those taxes. From there, you can register automatically in each state. Avalara provides business bookkeepers with the correct forms and automates filing so that all of the applicable deadlines are met. If you don't have the resources to hire a full-time controller or an accounting firm, software suites like Avalara's can help you keep your business compliant. So think about your business for just a second. We don't do online selling, the individual Crown Trophy stores. So this will not apply to me. Do I sell things in Pennsylvania? Yes. Do I sell them in Delaware? Yes. But I don't really do 200 transactions and I'm not doing 100,000. So as I've read through this rule, I don't think it's going to apply to me. But I deal with several companies, like an online jewelry store. She sells all over the country. She now has to keep track of how many transactions she's making. And if she thinks she's going to be over 200, she better start charging the sales tax now and putting it in some kind of a reserve account so it's there when she has to pay. The worst thing that you could do is go through an audit at the end of the year and find out that you have 250 transactions and you're over the threshold and now all of a sudden you owe the taxes that you didn't collect. So this is a time when if you're busy and you're doing a lot of business on the internet, this is a good time to sit down with your accountant and make sure that you have the programs in place, like the one mentioned by Avalara, that can help you stay in compliance. So you're going to want to make sure that you have that conversation sooner rather than later, because this all starts January 1st of 2019. Now, when we talk about online small businesses and brick-and-mortar stores, a lot of times the argument goes back and forth to, well, how can I compete with an Amazon? Well, there are ways that online small businesses can win holiday retail offline. Now, despite annual gains in online shopping, brick-and-mortar sales will still account for a whopping 87.7% of total 2018 holiday retail spending. Before we get into the rest of the story, let's look at that for just a minute. Because so many times we hear about how this is the death knell, the internet is the death knell of brick-and-mortar stores. And it can be, there's no doubt, you know. But, and I was at dinner with some friends the other night, and there were six of us. And two people at the table said they never, at Christmas time, go anywhere near a mall or a store. Everything they buy for their kids, for their friends, for anybody, is done online. The other couple said they always go to the store. They want to see it, touch it. You know, they're a little old-fashioned that way. So a 50-50 mix at that table. When you have a statistic that says that brick-and-mortar stores are accounting for 87.7% of the holiday retail spending, and then you see statistics on the news that say online spending is up 16%, accounting for $150 billion in sales, keep in mind that they're not factoring in that 87.7%. So if you're a small business with an online retail or e-sales component, you've likely read endless statistics and trend reports showing the increasing market share of e-commerce and online shopping, and you may be adjusting your sales and marketing strategies accordingly. But when it comes to holiday retail, you may be surprised to learn that brick and mortar still account for the lion's share of sales. According to new data from eMarketer, despite annual gains in online shopping, brick and mortar sales will still account for that 87% of total holiday sales. That means almost 9 in 10 purchases will happen offline. So how can small businesses who rely on e-commerce and online sales adjust to maximize holiday earnings? Well, here are three easy steps. First is what we call pop-ups. If you sell products or services online but lack a brick-and-mortar presence to call your own, consider a holiday pop-up. This can be as simple as a one-night event in a neighborhood shop that you've arranged to set up a table in, or a collaborative effort among several small businesses to offer a limited-time brick-and-mortar in an empty storefront or event space. Downtown associations such as the PDX, Pop-Up Shops Initiative in Portland, Oregon, will often lend or lease spaces at a deep discount for these purposes since it increases downtown holiday foot traffic and reduces empty storefront eyesores. And then being better together. Pop-ups aren't the only way to bring your online business into the offline marketplace. For instance, you might partner with a like-minded or neighboring store to offer one of your products or services in-house during the holidays. Or perhaps you could work out a deal to include exclusive coupons or ads on top of pizza boxes and gift bags or cash wraps, incentivizing shopping with you. And of course, let's make it jolly. People tend to shop more offline when they're feeling happy, even jolly. This is because in-person holiday experiences are filled with vibrant colors, festive holiday windows, holiday music, and seasonal perks. To better compete, find ways to offer the online equivalent. From cheerful holiday music or temporary site themes or animations to exclusive online discounts to special gift wrap and shipping options, make shopping online feel like a cozy experience to win over your potential customers. So, a couple of quick ways to do it. I love the idea about sharing spaces with other businesses. I love the idea of having your products sold in another business. We did that with a woman last year who made personal not personal, but handcrafted ornaments. And we probably sold $1,000 worth of her merchandise over the course of 1 month. And, you know, she was expecting us to sell two or three pieces. We ended up selling close to 40 or 50. So, you know, not a bad idea to partner with an existing storefront and take advantage of their foot traffic. Maybe give them, maybe give that store owner a little cut of what you're selling so that they can benefit from having you in their store as well. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100andchamberradio.com. We're going to take our last break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can make a big impact by thinking small in B2B marketing. We'll be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot in Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot in Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gannot, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington and the host of this program every week. Taking Care of Business and brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce here in Hunterdon County. Also brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce of Hunterdon County. This Saturday or Sunday night will be the holiday parade. Sorry, I'm going to be missing that. But the parade kicks off around 5 p.m. along Main Street in Flemington. So make sure that you get out here and see the parade and the floats and all the kids and Santa Claus. It'll be a great time for everybody. Next week, we have the Business Vitality Awards. Visit our website at HunterdonChamber.org for more information on that and how you can participate in the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce Business Vitality Awards. A lot of great businesses being recognized this year, and a lot of very deserving businesses. We also have the Kids in Business and the Chamber Radio Awards as well. Before the break, I talked about the how to make a big impact by thinking small in your business-to-business marketing. And in business-to-business marketing, or what we call B2B marketing, your small to medium-sized business can make a big impact. You can keep up with the competition with these tried and true steps for success. Now, business-to-business marketing is often seen as the domain of larger companies, the suppliers and the infrastructure-focused brands that keep other businesses operating. So what's it like to be a small and medium-sized enterprise or SME in the B2B niche? It's challenging, to say the least, especially when it comes to building professional connections. That's why, when it comes to gaining a marketing edge, SMEs need to think small. From data points to targeted leads, narrowing your focus can make a big difference. You need to first start with a strategy. The first step to succeeding in B2B marketing as an SME is developing your strategy, both overall and for targeted time periods or customers. Your business should have a strategy document that outlines objectives, including your KPIs or key performance indicators, budget targets, and project priorities. Then anytime a question arises about a project, this document needs to be your first point of reference. It's much easier to develop a marketing strategy when you're looking at the big picture and not caught up in the details of a particular exchange or customer relationship. And you need to resist the impulse to improvise too much or risk missing your target. You also want to shorten your timelines. Look at timelines in your strategy document and notice just how long it takes to convert new customers. It takes a long time. And for big companies with lots of customers, that's not a problem. But for SMEs, though, long conversion times can cause real problems. To shorten those timelines, SMEs should rely on small-scale B2B marketing agencies like Simple Machines Marketing that use data to help them close deals. By using automation and professional targeting support, these agencies make each conversion a top priority. Instead of using a more common, disseminated approach to manage a larger potential pool of clients, shorter timelines means more profit and sooner. You also want to run every possibility. As with client targeting, data is your friend. So to this end, it's important that you apply A/B testing to all of your B2B campaigns and the materials associated with that, from emails to web pages. A/B testing allows you to refine your marketing content and design style to maximize appeal. A/B testing is especially important for materials used during what's termed the awareness stage, when buyers realize they have a problem they need to solve and start seeking out solutions. During this period, they may look at white papers, editorial content, or infographics and identify companies that can provide a solution. So during this phase, as well as the consideration stage, your business is up against a lot of other brands, and A/B testing can help your materials stand out from the pack. And don't be afraid to get personal. Now, while strategy plans and data points may not seem personal, one of the primary advantages that SMEs have over bigger companies in B2B marketing is their ability to get personal with potential clients. For example, SMEs are better positioned to approach targets via LinkedIn and build relationships through one-on-one conversations. Recent updates to the LinkedIn platform make it easier for B2B marketers to identify targets based on profile information, group membership, and question and answer threads. The more engaged your company is when using these interactive elements, the more appealing your SME will appear as a potential professional relationship going forward. Your SME needs to be strategic in the B2B marketing process, but the strategy can also be personal. Data helps you identify the best potential clients to target for your conversion, and that's personal. A/B testing is, in part, about personal preference. Your strategy documents are even about creating personal marketing plans for each marketing project. And this balance of the technical and the personal will help you generate better leads. So don't let the big names dominate the B2B game. With the right tools, SMEs can be major players too. So that's going to do it for today's program. I do want to remind you that next week I will be on vacation. I'll be sitting poolside on Eagle Beach in Aruba. So feel sorry for me. I have to monitor my brother-in-laws, make sure they don't get too far out of hand. But as I started the show, I want to end the show, and that is think about your marketing for 2019. Promote what you have, and even now for the Christmas season. It's not too late, but you've got to get going. So whatever products you are selling that you want to promote for holiday sales, start doing it now. Market it, promote it, scream it from the rooftops. Let people know that you have a great product and you want to share it with them. Then I want you to sit down and plan for 2019. How are you going to market in the first quarter? What are you going to market in the first quarter? And to whom are you going to market in the first quarter? I'll talk about this when I get back from vacation, but it's time for us to start getting serious about how we're going to grow our businesses in 2019 and beyond. The competition is fierce, and we have to knock it down and beat it as quickly as possible. And a lot of your competition, a lot of your competitors will not be taking these steps. So let's see if we can't hit it out of the park, right out of the blocks. In sports and NASCAR news, Kurt Busch announced he will not return to Stewart Haas Racing next season, with Daniel Suarez replacing him in the number 41 car. Busch will move over to the Ganassi Racing team with sponsor Monster Energy. In NFL football, Week 14 kicks off tonight with Jacksonville playing Tennessee. The Jets will play Buffalo on Sunday, and the Giants will play Washington, and Philadelphia takes on Dallas. Also in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers coach Mike McCarthy was fired after last week's loss, and Kansas City running back Kareem Hunt was fired by the Chiefs for being incredibly stupid. In the NCAA football, Ohio State coach Urban Meyer has announced he will retire from coaching college football after this year's Rose Bowl appearance, citing health issues. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you this afternoon. And I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on the show's page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Saying goodbye to an old friend.
George Bush was a charter member of the greatest generation. His incredible service to our nation and the world are already etched in the marble of time.
Former Secretary of State James Baker at George H.W. Bush's funeral, Baker also talks about Bush 41's dedication to public service.
Congressman, ambassador to China and to the United Nations, director of the CIA, and vice president. He became one of our nation's finest presidents.
Bush will be laid to rest later today at the presidential library that bears his name at Texas A&M University. The House approved the short-term stopgap spending bill to avoid a partial government shutdown. The bill now heads to the Senate. The stopgap bill does fund the government through December 21st. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Wells Fargo says a computer glitch is partly to blame for an error affecting an estimated 545 customers who lost their homes. The bank filed papers with the Securities and Exchange Commission last month revealing it incorrectly denied over 870 loan modification requests. About 60% of those homeowners went into foreclosure.
including Jose Aguilar, who tells CBS This Morning where he ended up living.
At that point, my son and I had to move to the basement of a friend's house, which we stayed there for 3 months. And we had nothing. And we had a couch, and my son had a bed. But
that was tough.
I felt worthless.
Worthless.
I felt like I let my family down.
The Dow is continuing its wild ride this week as it is down currently right around 500 points. Fears over the U.S.-China trade relations and concern over a possible global economic slowdown have spooked some investors. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Charles Krauthammer passed away in June of 2018.